Wasn't that a Selena song?
Yes, it was.
Even you know that one, right?
I got that one.
Yeah, well, thanks to Danny Valenzuela, that's embedded permanently somewhere in the recesses of
that's
my brain.
A little corner of your brain for Bitty Bitty Bum Bum, right? In studio with us, Deborah Gallegos from Su Teatro, excited about that, from the Selena soundtrack. Nice.
This is Mariachi Vasquez.
Doing that.
Local group, yeah.
Yeah, love you guys. Hey, Deborah, good morning.
Good morning.
Here you are to tell us about Chican Indie Film Festival number XVIII.
18 years of this great festival. And I remember the first year we hung a sheet in the old Su Teatro building and played only local films from local filmmakers.
Yes.
And we have grown.
Obviously, they know about it. In fact, directors around the world are sending their wares. You got quite a number of films lined up. Go to suteatro.org. Can we start with the one that's that sort of takes over the page there at suteatro.org? Pinches actores.
Pinches actores. It comes from Mexico, and it is clearly. All these actors in Mexico City are approaching middle age, and it's about surviving being an actor.
Yeah, especially.
Right. That means the story can go anywhere, any direction. Beaches, actores.
Actors are so interesting.
So it's all the ego there, and it's almost like a little bitty mini telenovela in this one film. And it'll be a great fun. It's a comedy, but also there's always, whenever you have a film from Mexico, there's always this heart tugging on your heart.
You're drinking tequila by the end of the film there or something.
Deborah Gallegos, Sunday morning host of Canción Mexicana, and helping to produce the Chican Indie Film Fest 18 at Su Teatro. You get lots of directors now who are paying attention to this among the nation's great Latino film festivals, including tonight, John Velades is in town.
That's right. We have a documentary called The Head of Joaquin Murrieta. And back in the late 1800s, there was a lot of changes here in the Southwest where the United States was moving into Mexican territory. And this man, Joaquin Murrieta, is known as an outlaw. But in fact, he had his land stolen and his wife and family, his wife raped. And so he went on a rampage, obviously. Mm. Well, there was a bounty on his head. And so they cut off his head.
Literally.
And
yeah.
Placed it in display. And it was quite a sad turn of affairs for his family and for the community. Well, John Valadez is convinced that he found his head, and so, yeah, in California, and so they went on this documentary pilgrimage to take his head back to Mexico to his family, and so he uses this as a way to explain and talk about what happened.
You know, when I'm looking here at the lineup of the films, and one of the things that jumps out at me in this film festival is that you've got films that are short films, like, for example, The Head of Joaquin Murrieta is only 30 minutes long. Those kinds of films are, to me, are, if they're done right, they're so cool because they're so focused, and every single minute counts, you know what I mean? And the story is told in that short form, which I really dig. And even the previous one we were talking about earlier, the Pinches Actores, I think it's only 60 minutes long. So you can go and catch a couple of these things, two or three each night.
That's what's so exciting about the films that were chosen. Our director, the festival director, mm-hmm. Daniel Salazar, he's a filmmaker as well. And so he curates this festival every year. He and Tony Garcia put their heads together, and they come up with the most interesting blend of films.
We mentioned Counterpunch, which is a story of this boxer. There's nothing like a boxer story. Is it a sports story? Is it a a relationship stories are just a big metaphor for life.
A lot of everything.
Yeah.
Emilio is a young boxer, and he really is expected to win the Golden Gloves.
Golden Gloves.
And okay. But he gets sent to prison instead, and then he comes back and to in Rocky style,
The comeback. Okay, don't spoil it. Okay. That's all we need to know.
But let me do say that Alvaro.
Kenneth Castillo, the director?
Kenneth Castillo will be here, but Alvaro Orlando, who is playing the young man.
Oh, okay.
This is based on his story, and it's a really courageous portrayal of himself and as a young bipolar man.
We talked to the chef about this special dinner and film event on Friday. Chef Adam Medrano from Houston in town for this big Friday night dinner. Limited tickets available. The entire lineup for Chicken Indy with an X. Chicken Indy Film Fest 18 coming up this weekend.
And before we let Deborah go, Deborah, what's the origins of that name? How did that come about? Because it's so interesting to say.
In Nahuatl, which was the Aztec language, it's Chi. So Chicano would be Xicano.
Right, right.
And then Indy is independent films.
Got it.
So that's where they came up with putting those two together, the Chicken Indy.
Indy Film Fest, number 18, Latino World Cinema, right here in Denver, starting tonight at Su Teatro. Details at suteatro.org. Deborah Gallegos, a busy lady. Thank you for all you do.
Thank you so much.